Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Convoluted Universe Book 5 by Dolores Cannon is a metaphysical and New Age nonfiction entry in her well-known Convoluted Universe series. Like the earlier volumes, it draws on material Cannon said she obtained through deep hypnosis and past life regression work with many different subjects. The book's purpose is not to argue from conventional scientific proof, but to present unusual information and interpretations that emerge during these sessions, and to invite readers to consider a wider model of reality. Book 5 continues the series' trademark breadth, moving across ideas such as alternate realities, unusual experiences of time, reincarnation, and the possibility of non-human intelligences interacting with humanity. Cannon frames the volume as exploratory and reflective, encouraging readers to sample concepts, sit with paradoxes, and think beyond familiar boundaries. The result is a compilation-style work that blends spiritual inquiry, speculative cosmology, and consciousness-focused questions about what existence might include. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hypnosis-based inquiry and the idea of lost knowledge. A central pillar of Book 5 is Cannon's approach to gathering material deep hypnosis combined with past life regression techniques. She presents the sessions as a way to access information beyond ordinary waking awareness, sometimes described as subconscious or soul-level memory. In this framework, the narrative is built from recurring themes that appear across different subjects rather than from a single continuous storyline. The emphasis is on what emerges during altered states and on Cannon's role as a collector and organizer of patterns she believed pointed to a larger truth about reality. This method shapes the reader experience in a specific way. Instead of a step-by-step argument, the book functions like a catalog of reported insights, questions, and implications. For sympathetic readers, this is its strength because it treats consciousness as a source of discovery. For skeptical readers, it clarifies the limits these are experiential claims that are difficult to verify using standard historical or laboratory methods. Either way, Book 5 is consistent in presenting the regression sessions as the engine that generates its metaphysical concepts and its continuing invitation to keep an open mind. Secondly, Alternate Universes and Multidimensional Reality. Book 5 continues the series' fascination with the possibility that reality includes more than one layer, timeline, or dimension. Cannon presents the idea of alternate universes not as distant science fiction, but as a lived metaphysical premise that can be glimpsed through expanded states of awareness. In this view, identity is not limited to a single linear biography, and experience may connect to other lifetimes, parallel circumstances, or different levels of existence. The topic matters because it reframes common spiritual questions. Instead of asking only who was I in the past, the book leans into what else might be happening alongside the life I think I am living. That shift changes how readers may interpret intuition, dreams, synchronicities, and the feeling that some events arrive with unusual familiarity. Cannon typically treats these themes as part of a broader cosmology in which consciousness is primary and physical life is one expression within a much larger field. The book does not aim to settle debates about physics or prove a multiverse. It aims to provide a conceptual map that makes room for anomalous experience and encourages readers to consider that reality could be far more layered than everyday perception suggests. Thirdly, time travel, non-linear time, and the flexibility of experience. Another major topic is time, especially the idea that time may not be strictly linear from the perspective of consciousness. Book 5 includes exploration of time travel and unusual relationships to past, present, and future as described in regression-derived material. Rather than treating time solely as a physical measurement, the book frames it as something that can be experienced differently depending on the level of awareness or the context of existence. This theme supports a wider spiritual implication. If time is flexible, then healing, learning, and change may not be confined to a single forward-moving timeline. The notion can be read as an attempt to explain why some people report vivid memories that feel real but do not match conventional history, or why certain inner experiences seem to arrive from outside the usual sequence of cause and effect. Cannon's presentation encourages contemplation more than certainty. The value for readers is conceptual. It invites them to examine assumptions about destiny, free will, and the permanence of events. Even if one approaches the material symbolically, the focus on non-linear time functions as a tool for rethinking how memory, anticipation, and spiritual growth might operate in a consciousness-centered worldview. Fourthly, extraterrestrial assistance and non-human intelligences. Book 5 also engages with claims about extraterrestrial involvement or assistance, a theme that runs through the Convoluted Universe series. Canon includes this topic as part of a broader category of non-human intelligences, suggesting that contact or influence may occur in ways that are not always physical or obvious in the book's overall structure. These ideas appear as reported information from hypnosis sessions and are positioned as one possible explanation for mysteries that some readers feel conventional narratives do not fully address. The significance of the topic within the book is not limited to sensational claims. It functions as a way to broaden the reader model of life in the universe and to question whether humanity is isolated in its development. It also connects to spiritual ideas about guidance, oversight, and the possibility that consciousness exists in many forms. Readers who are familiar with New Age metaphysics may interpret this as part of a larger ecosystem of beings and dimensions. Readers who are cautious may treat it as mythology or as a reflection of inner symbolism. Canon tone encourages curiosity and reflection, leaving the material as something to ponder rather than a demand for belief. Lastly, reincarnation, the soul perspective, and meaning-making, reincarnation, and the continuity of consciousness are foundational themes in Book 5. Through the lens of regression work, Canon presents the idea that a person's identity extends beyond a single lifetime. And that experiences may be understood more clearly when viewed from a soul-level perspective. In this model, life events can be interpreted as part of an ongoing learning process rather than as random occurrences. The book also links reincarnation to broader questions about purpose, relationships, and recurring patterns, suggesting that themes may repeat across lives or across different expressions of self. This is where the material can become practical for readers, even without literal belief. Thinking in terms of a larger arc can encourage self-reflection, compassion, and a less rigid sense of personal limits. It can also shift how one approaches fear of death or anxiety about meaning, because existence is framed as continuous and expansive. Book 5 does not present a single doctrinal system, but it repeatedly returns to the idea that consciousness is central and that the soul viewpoint can make the strange and the mysterious feel coherent. For its audience, this provides both spiritual reassurance and a framework for interpreting unusual experiences. In conclusion, The Convoluted Universe Book 5 is best suited to readers who are drawn to metaphysics, spirituality, and consciousness exploration, especially those already interested in past life regression or Dolores Cannon's broader body of work. It will likely resonate with people who enjoy wide-ranging, topic-hopping inquiry and who are comfortable holding big questions without demanding conventional academic proof. The intellectual benefit is less about settling what is true in a measurable sense and more about expanding the range of models a reader can use to interpret reality, identity, and time. For some, that expansion can be personally useful, providing a new language for intuition, recurring life patterns, or a sense of spiritual purpose. For others, the value may be cultural and psychological, as an example of how modern spiritual movements build meaning from experiential reports. What makes the book stand out in its category is the combination of a distinctive method, hypnosis-based sessions as primary source material, with a compilation style that deliberately covers an unusually broad set of mysteries, from alternate realities to non-human intelligences and reincarnation. Compared with more narrowly focused spiritual texts, Book 5 functions like a survey of possibilities, inviting reflection and curiosity while staying consistent with the series' theme of a reality far stranger and larger than everyday perception. If you would like to support Dolores Cannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.